Black Museum.
Affiliated stations present Escape.
Hall of Fantasy. Inner Sanctum Mystery.
Lights out.
Murder at midnight. The Sealed Book.
Presents Suspense.
Welcome, Weirdos! I'm Darren Marlar, and this is Retro Radio Sunday on Weird Darkness. Each week I bring you a show from the golden age of radio, but still in the genre of Weird Darkness. I'll have stories of the macabre and horror, mysteries and crime, even some dark science fiction. If you're new here, welcome to the show. And if you're already a member of this weirdo family, please take a moment and invite someone else to listen. Recommending Weird Darkness to others helps make it possible for me to keep doing the show. And while you're listening, be sure to check out WeirdDarkness.com, where you can find me on Facebook and Twitter, along with the Weird Darkness Weirdos Facebook group. Coming up, it's an episode from The Unexpected. 50 years from now, should some intrepid archaeologist happen to come across a stack of radio and movie scripts from the post-war years, he or she is bound to end up with an interesting take on our culture. It's likely, in fact, that American society circa 1947 will be interpreted as paranoid, suspicious, and steeped in fear and dread. It won't be a true assessment, of course, but if you were to see our culture strictly through the eyes of popular entertainment at the time, it'd be easy to understand why someone might believe it. Many of the more popular movies were certainly dark, film noir classics that stressed fear and an ever-present undercurrent of dread and uncertainty. Radio, too, gave us its share of paranoia, with the shadow clouding men's minds and the whistler knowing the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak. And if, in that pile of crumbling paper, that archaeologist happens upon scripts for a little-known radio series titled The Unexpected, his or her impression of a society in psychological crisis could be even more certain. The Unexpected was a quarter-hour radio series produced by Hamilton Whitney Productions, a Los Angeles-based company producing programs for syndication. One of many production houses to spring up in the City of Angels after World War II, Hamilton Whitney dedicated itself primarily to the production of weekly or twice-weekly radio features designed to be sold to local stations. Like many syndicated shows at the time, The Unexpected chose its stars from the rank and file of both radio and motion pictures. But unlike big-time network dramatic shows, of course, Hamilton Whitney couldn't afford the price tags attached to A-list celebrities. But this actually proved beneficial, since busy character actors like Barry Sullivan, Jack Holt, and Marcia Hunt, who you'll hear in tonight's episode, they were used to playing a multitude of parts with little preparation. Likewise, busy radio performers like Loreen Tuttle could, based on long experience, credibly play most any part after only one or two read-throughs. The budgets may have been small, but thanks to experienced hands both before and behind the microphone, the results were quite impressive. Then, as now, every show that hoped for success had to have some sort of hook, a gimmick, if you will, that differentiated it from the rest of the competition. In the case of The Unexpected, the series specialized in tense stories of mystery and suspense, usually centering on the thoughts or actions of a single person. A husband loses patience with his nattering wife and decides to do away with her. An ex-con finds himself blackmailed by a fellow inmate. A self-centered debutante carefully plans her breakup with her fiancé. Or, in the case of tonight's story, a woman wants a gold bracelet and is determined to have it. All were simple but engaging plots for this enterprising series. But the fascinating thing about the shows, and the hook designed to attract and retain the interest of listeners, was the twist ending that came with each program. You'll be listening along to the story, and then, just about the time the plot is being resolved, the program's announcer will say, "You think the story is over, don't you? But wait, fate takes a hand. Wait for The Unexpected." Well, after that, what can a poor listener do but sit through the commercial that follows to find out the real ending to the tale? For fans of mysteries, and particularly those who like guessing what the twist endings will be, hearing the unexpected is a real delight, and it's a series that even the most avid of radio buffs might not have ever heard of, let alone had a chance to enjoy. So bolt your doors, lock your windows, turn off your lights, and come with me into the weird darkness as we enjoy an episode of The Unexpected, entitled Birthday Present.
From Hollywood, Marcia Hunt in The Unexpected.
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected. Life is filled with the unexpected, happy, romantic, tragic, and mysterious endings to our most ordinary actions. Dreams come true, or dreams are shattered by sudden twists of fate. In The Unexpected. Who knows what strange drama may happen tomorrow, or an hour from now, or in just a moment? Who knows what destiny has in store for the lady down the street, the fellow at the nest desk, or for you, yourself? Who knows? In just a moment, The Unexpected. Marcia Hunt, famous motion picture and stage star in a drama of the unexpected, titled Birthday Present.
I'm sick of it. Sick of it all. This shabby house with its faded wallpaper and flowered rugs and imitation Chippendale furniture. I'm tired of wearing clothes that were mass-produced and fed up with cheap restaurants that have jukeboxes instead of orchestras. I'm sick of everything second-rate, of this life, even of John, and most of all of myself, because I've let them do it to me. It's my own fault. I let them. Ever since I was a little girl, I let them put me off with substitutes. Always I had to take second best. Ever since I was a little girl. But, Mother, I want a new dress. One that's really my own, not something Sis had and you cut down to fit me. Just once, Mother. I wore my sister's dress. I wore all her dresses. And then finally, just before I was leaving to enroll at college, my father bought me an outfit of my own. A whole outfit. $34.98 in the bargain basement. For a whole day, I thought I was free from substitutes. But that evening, my father said,
Anne, I want to talk to you for a moment.
Yes, Dad?
I know you've got your heart set on going to the university.
Oh, I have. You know I have.
Well, Anne, you see, things haven't been going too well this year. Well, you'll have to go to school somewhere else.
Oh.
You understand, don't you, Anne?
Sure. I understand.
I'm sorry it can't be the university, but teacher's normal is the next best thing.
Yes, I know it is. While I was at Teacher's Normal, I met Roger and fell in love with him. It was as simple as that. We were right for each other, and I knew we'd be married soon.
course I love you, Anne, and I'd like to marry you, but...
But what?
I can't.
Oh.
You've got to understand, Anne. I just can't. I've got my family to think of. And they don't know you the way I do. You've got to understand.
I do, Roger. I do very clearly. I always understand. So I married someone else, John, and came to live in this house. I suppose it isn't a bad house, not really. Just empty and colorless, like my life. And that's how it's been, always, ever since I was a little girl. Do you know what it means, never to have anything that's right, that's real, and glows with being the thing you want? Do you know what it means to take the second best, always the second best, to accept the substitute, smiling just as if you didn't care, until you're sick of everything and you almost don't care? And then, suddenly, after years of wanting and not getting, you see one thing, one simple thing you truly desire. It's real and right and wanted. You can afford it practically, and you've got to have it. Not something like it, not a substitute, not a replacement that's just as good and only a little cheaper, but the thing itself. There, catching your eye, tugging at your brain, and telling you, if you don't own me, you'll never have anything you really want. Never, never, never. I'm your last chance. That's what happened just a week ago. I was walking down Franklin Street. I glanced in the window of Mr. Evans' jewelry store, and I saw it. There wasn't anything else in the window, just a box lined in gray suede, bathed in the glow of a pink spotlight, open and proudly presenting the loveliest gold bracelet I'd ever seen.
Good morning, Mrs. March. Is there something I can show you?
Yes, Mr. Evans. That square-linked gold bracelet in the window, I suppose it must be terribly expensive.
Oh, a lovely piece. Quite an unusual design. May I show it to you?
If you please.
Well, certainly. Here you are.
Oh, it's lovely. How much is it, Mr. Evans?
$160 with the tax.
Well, that's not too expensive for a gold bracelet, is it?
Very reasonable. And if you're interested, we also have the same design in
No. silk. No, thank you. I wouldn't be interested in anything but the gold.
Of course.
Here, Mr. Evans, you can put it back in the box. Thank you very much for showing it to me. I'll speak to my husband. I have a birthday next week,
oh,
and
yes, I understand, Mrs. March. I hope you and your husband will be in again this week.
I hope so, too. I think it can be arranged, Mr. Evans. I think it can be arranged. John?
Yes, dear?
I saw the most beautiful bracelet today in Evans' window. It was just the sort of thing I've always wanted.
Oh?
I suppose it's too expensive. Nice things usually are, but it was so perfect, so exquisite. And I thought... Well, next week is...
Your birthday, I know. That reminds me, I wanted to talk to you about your birthday.
Oh?
I thought perhaps this year we could skip some of the extra expense. You've always been reasonable and sensible. That's why I married you.
No, John. I'm not reasonable and sensible. Not now. Not anymore. I'm tired of being practical and understanding. I want to be wild and extravagant. I want to have something just once the way I want it, at the time I want it. Oh, please, John, I know I'm being silly. I know we can't afford it, but, darling, I do want that bracelet. I can't tell you why or how, but it means more to me than just a piece of jewelry. Somehow, in some way, it stands for everything I've ever wanted. Wanted and not been able to have. Everything.
Gee, honey, I didn't know you felt that way. I guess things haven't always worked out like we planned, and I'm sorry.
It isn't your fault, John. Not really.
I'll do what I can about the bracelet. I won't promise, Anne, but I'll do what I can.
I know you will, darling. I didn't mean to lose my temper. I haven't been feeling very well.
Forget it, Anne. Don't apologize. We'll just forget about the whole thing.
So John forgot about my outburst. But I couldn't forget the gold bracelet. All week long, I kept telling myself over and over, he had bought it, he had bought it. And I was going to wear the gold bracelet on my birthday. More coffee, John?
No, thanks. I've got to run. I'm a little late this morning. Goodbye, dear.
Oh, goodbye.
Is anything wrong?
No, nothing. Nothing at all. Goodbye.
I know. You think I've forgotten, don't you? Well, I haven't. Happy birthday, darling. Here's something for you.
Oh, don't keep me in suspense. What is it?
Oh, just some candy.
Candy? Oh, but the box is so small. It isn't candy, John. I can tell. Here on the paper it says Evans Jewelers.
Go ahead and open it.
Oh, darling, darling, you did remember. You did. It's the bracelet. I know it's the bracelet. Oh, John, you're wonderful. Life's wonderful. I can't wait to put it on.
Well, don't you like it?
Yes. Yes, of course. It's beautiful. Just what I wanted. Oh, thank you, John, for the bracelet. It was a very pretty bracelet, nestled in a gray suede box, square-linked, exactly like the one in the window, except that this bracelet was made of silver.
You think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Fate takes a hand. Wait for the unexpected.
If you love old-time radio, you'll want to visit our friends at ClassicRadioStore.com, who provide all the shows for me to wear. At ClassicRadioStore.com, you'll find thousands of episodes available in pristine, digitally remastered sound. Every episode they offer at ClassicRadioStore.com has been transferred from the master recordings and digitally remastered for superior sound quality. That's why the episodes that you hear on Weird Darkness sound so clean. And the shows at ClassicRadioStore.com are all uncut, unedited, and are delivered to you as they were originally broadcast, including the classic commercials. You can download great shows that'll chill you and thrill you, such as Suspense, The Whistler, Inner Sanctum, Lights Out, and more. There are mystery and crime shows like Sherlock Holmes, Philip Marlowe, Dragnet, and Sam Spade. They got a great collection of old-time science fiction radio shows like X-1 or Dimension X. Plus, there is a ton of comedy and westerns there too if you want to relive the shows of yesteryear. All the shows are available to instantly digitally download, and the links never expire, so you can order them now and listen to them anytime you'd like. And because you're a listener of Weird Darkness, you can save 20% on any and all radio shows on the website by using the promo code WEIRD at checkout. Just visit ClassicRadioStore.com, select all the radio show packages you want, then at checkout use the promo code WEIRD and save 20% on your whole purchase. That's ClassicRadioStore.com, promo code WEIRD at checkout.
For the surprising conclusion to Birthday Present, starring Marcia Hunt, written by Robert Libbett and Frank Burt, and produced and directed by Frank K. Danzig.
My Birthday Present, A silver bracelet. Not gold, silver. Dead white against the gray suede. Another substitute. Now I know I'll never have anything the way I want it. I'll always have to take second best. Always. No. No, I won't do it. Not this time. I'll go downtown. I've got some money saved. Not much, but my credit's good. Mr. Evans will understand. He'll let me pay off the difference. The gold bracelet can't be much more expensive, and it's the best. I'm going to have it just this once. I'm going to have the best.
Good morning, Mrs. March. Happy birthday. Of course, you're pleased with the bracelet.
Oh, it's very nice. There's just one thing.
Yes?
I would have preferred the gold. That is, if you haven't sold it.
No, we still have it in stock.
I could make up the difference. Perhaps not right away.
Difference? Why, Mrs. March, the difference is about $150 in your favor. That bracelet you have is platinum, one of the very finest we've ever had in the store. Don't you realize that platinum is much more expensive than gold?
Platinum?
You have a very thoughtful husband, Mrs. March. You're a lucky woman.
Oh, yes, Mr. Evans. I guess you're right. I am lucky. Very lucky. And this birthday present is the best I could ever have. The very best.
Birthday Present, starring Marcia Hunt, was transcribed in Hollywood. Listen for another exciting story starring one of your favorite motion picture stars who meets the unexpected. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, presented under the supervision of Alvin C. Gershenson.
Thanks for listening to this week's Retro Radio episode of Weird Darkness. If you like the show, please share it with someone you know who loves old-time radio. And a huge thanks to our friends at ClassicRadioStore.com for generously providing the old-time radio shows you hear on Weird Darkness Retro Radio Sunday. Remember, you can save 20% on all of the ClassicRadioStore.com shows by using the promo code WEIRD at checkout. The rest of the week, I narrate new stories of the paranormal or strange stories, true crime, monsters, and mysteries. So be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done so. I upload episodes 7 days a week. You can email me anytime with your questions or comments at Darren@WeirdDarkness.com. Darren is D-A-R-R-E-N. And you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Minds, MeWe, and the show's Weirdos Facebook group on the Contact Social page at WeirdDarkness.com. Also on the website, if you have a true paranormal or creepy tale to tell of your own, click on Tell Your Story or call the Dark Line toll-free at 1-877-277-5944. That's 1-877-277-5944. Weird Darkness is a production of Marler House Productions. Copyright Weird Darkness 2021. I'm Darren Marler. Thanks for joining me in the Weird Darkness.